You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I've been talking the past, week and a half or so about how I'm remodeling my little guest bathroom downstairs.
How's
on
that
our
come?
Main level. Dom, it's officially on hold right now.
Why?
Because I cannot come to an agreement with my wife on certain ways to decorate it.
Well, just let her have her way.
What's on the walls? We talked about this a couple days ago. She has a hard time with vision, like visualizing what it's going to look like, where I can do that. So I put some planking and stuff up on the walls, and she doesn't like it. And it's been a couple trips to Home Depot buying other products to come home and hold on the walls just to find out she doesn't like that. And then back to Home Depot to return it. And then there's been paint colors and... there's just a list of things, so I finally said, I'm putting this on hold. This is going to be on hold for a little while. I'm going to let you think about what you really want, how this is all going to look, which way we're going to go with this, and then I'll dig back in.
I'll tell you what, man, there's something about home remodeling that is just the bane of relationships, man.
We're generally pretty good about this stuff, but there's some about this bathroom that is setting her off, man. It's got to be perfect. Anyway, that put to the side a little bit. I have been on there Googling, YouTubing a few things, of course, because, you know, there's a shower in there, too, and I wanted to paint the frame of the door and stuff instead of replacing it. So I was looking up how to properly do that so the paint sticks. And then it's been at least 10 years since I've replaced a toilet. So I had to go on there and actually watch, you know, two or three videos on these guys replacing toilets with the wax ring and the proper, you know, torque on the bolts and all that crap.
When the guys are doing it on the video, are they going,
it's the most foul thing on the planet when you pull a toilet up. It's the nastiest thing. That wax ring that's on there is just, and you gotta, you know, scrape it off. Oh, it's so gross. So yeah, it's just another one of those cases though where you feel like you can accomplish anything and do anything thanks to YouTube. And I posted this on my Facebook this morning because I knew we were going to be talking about it, and numerous people have replied. A couple of them are pretty darn funny. Like Cheryl said, she had to YouTube how to fold a round car sunscreen. You know, one of those ones that like pops open.
Oh, you get a ding for that.
She said the video was done by a 12-year-old. Go figure.
Even better.
Isn't that great? Aaron said how to change the belt on my Dyson vacuum. Of course, she had to throw in that she has a Dyson vacuum. And then the other one that really made me laugh so far is Mark said he had to YouTube how to put the top down on a 2022 Camaro rental. I felt like such a loser. So he went out and rented a Camaro somewhere, and they couldn't figure out how to get the top down, so he hopped on YouTube. And
there's a
tutorial on how to do that.
But it is so, you know, we've talked about it before that pretty, I think you would be hard pressed to find anything that isn't explained on YouTube. I mean, anything. And I'll give you a weird example. My wife's latest kick is breeding moths. I know. I know. But we're not talking about like those piddly little, what are the Miller moths?
Like a Miller moth, yeah.
We're not talking that.
These are big majestic moths?
They're huge. They're like 4 or 5 inches across in wingspan. They're like Luna moths. There's a monarch moth. And if you went out into our little sunroom thing that we've got this screened in porch thing so that faces the back of the house and it's a nice, but there's a contraption that she built off of looking at stuff on YouTube that now has moth pupae in there. And she just showed me today a monarch moth that has made it, and it's got little eggs that are coming out.
Ew.
And she learned how to do all of this off of flipping YouTube videos.
Yeah, there's everything on there. Everything,
so,
man.
If you are like breeding moths, and you know what? I thought it was the biggest waste of time until she told me what she's going to sell all of these things for.
She's selling them, huh?
Yeah. And people pay like through the nose for them.
That's so strange.
No. Wow. So, our question for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning. What is the most unusual thing or funny thing that you had to go onto YouTube to watch a video to learn how to do? I don't think the basic stuff.
I mean, mine was pretty basic. The, you know, the
but
toilet.
But still, changing out a toilet is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But, you know, like, anything. What did you have to say? Like, learning how to put the top down on a car is really funny.
Crystal just wrote in and said, how to style a pixie cut. Okay, I wouldn't even know. What is a pixie cut?
So, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I got a chuckle out of Dina, who said, I had to YouTube how to open a pair of locking kitchen tongs.
Now, oh, yeah. Okay.
So I wrote back to her and I said, I know exactly what you're talking about, because that's one of those things you can hold the tongs and you're like, wait a minute, how do they unlock?
They're not opening.
It's not complicated, and yet it's also not intuitive necessarily.
Yeah.
So
you gotta pull that little thing on the top, pop them open.
As we like to say, until you know, you don't know.
You don't know.
So that's hilarious. I was also finding it really interesting. I don't know if you did that. A couple of people, let's see, it's Mike and Debbie, had to YouTube how to open a gas tank to put gas in.
I saw those and I was wondering what's going on.
So I've got a thought here, and neither one of them explained, but here's my guess. You know how for years cars, they had back during the first big gas crisis of the 70s, there had been no locking gas. Every car's gas tank you could just open. And then people started stealing gasoline. They were siphoning gasoline out. And that's why cars started having those things inside where you had to throw a little switch, you know, by your steering wheel or whatever, or on your door to open your gas tank.
Yeah.
Now they've gone back so that a lot of cars don't have that anymore. I'm going to guess, maybe they can write to confirm this, that they're used to having those little switches in the car that you clink and it'll open your tank. Whereas they've gone back, many of them, where you just push in on the outside of the tank.
It's spring loaded. You got to push it.
Yeah, it's a spring and it pops open.
You push it first.
So I bet that they were trying to pull it open.
You can't do that.
And there wasn't a switch in the car.
Right. Because it totally goes against what you want to do. Instead of pulling it open, you push and it goes
push.
Dink, dink, and it pops
it's
open.
Counterintuitive.
Push it so real good.
I need either Mike or Debbie or both to confirm or deny that that's what the issue was with the gas tank.
Oh, that had to have been it. I do love Nancy's. She's making me laugh. She says, this is Fancy Pants Nancy here. Calling with my texting with my most ridiculous YouTube video. She says, I had to watch a video to figure out how to open the pump bottle on a bottle of lotion so that get that little pump to pop up. But you gotta spin it counterclockwise and then it pops up. So she didn't know that.
But have you ever had one that you can spin it like 1,000 times
and it doesn't open? Yes.
And it's the most frustrating thing.
Yeah. That is. You're like, I'm not stupid.
Mike, by the way, wrote back about the gas. He says it was a spring-loaded gas door, but had to unlock it with the key fob, too.
Oh, my gosh. They really don't want you getting in your gas tank.
You got to sell that car. If they're making you use your fob, get out of there.
Hannah says you can watch videos on how to embalm a body. Creepy, but fascinating. I don't know why she needed to embalm a body, but she sent that in. And then John says, I don't recommend this, but I watched a YouTube video on how they do a vasectomy before I went in. Yep, it's on YouTube. So I guess you could learn how to do that.
Like a homemade one?
Like a homemade vasectomy. I don't want to do that.
An evil Heather says, I learned how to pick a lock on YouTube.
What are you trying to get into?
Well, she explained. I wanted to let it sit there for a moment. But she says, we bought a vintage pinball machine, and it didn't have a key for the insides.
Okay. That's cool.
So she couldn't get into the pinball machine, so they had to YouTube how to pick a lock.
Somebody's going through a midlife crisis. That's what guys do in their 40s. They buy old pinball machines. Jenny said, I had to YouTube how to get a boy to stop peeing outside the toilet. She didn't comment on what she figured out. Probably Cheerios, the old Cheerios trick. And then Erica said, last night my daughter asked what sound a koala makes. So, yeah, thanks, YouTube. I don't know. I should have looked that up and had it ready to play. I don't know.
Here's another one. Sandy said, I had a rental car. and head to YouTube, how to open the gas tank. Couldn't find the button.
Push it.
You know, all the thousands of cars that I've driven, well, okay, that's overstating, but there has been hundreds of cars that I've driven for reviews. Every time one would be parked in the driveway, they just left it for me, and I would come home, and there it was. And sometimes, I'm not kidding, sometimes I could not figure out how to start the vehicle.
Right.
Because there's all sorts of new ways, newfangled ways of doing it on different cars. Either that or how to get it in reverse. There was like special things you had to do.
To like clap three times and say a magic word.
So don't feel bad about it, people. Emily from Littleton had to YouTube how to French braid a toddler's hair. Still can't do it.
Yeah, good luck with that. A lot of sewing. Karen wrote in and said, YouTube how to crochet scarves. I know, boring. Yeah, you're right.
God, listen to this one from Kathy. She goes, I once searched on YouTube how to parallel park, and it worked. I now know how to parallel park.
Some sort of trick? You know what? We had a whole conversation about at my house the other night, and we actually hopped on YouTube to see how it all goes down. Is how do pineapples grow? We had a pineapple in the kitchen, and the kids started asking, how do pineapples grow? And I was like, you know what?
Like a tree or a plant?
I have no idea. You know, and of course I made up, oh yeah, they hang from trees. No, there's a bush. They like grow out of a bush on the ground. I had no idea how pineapples grow.
I'm not going to act like I know it all. I didn't know.
A pineapple bush. And I guess
I
you can
went to Hawaii, and I think I took some sort of
tour
or something.
Who knows how they grow? And I guess you can cut the top off, you know, the prickly part, cut it off, and then put it in a glass of water, and you can grow your own pineapple. It'll start growing. That's how they grow. It's from the top.
I don't believe you can grow your own in a glass of water.
You can. Look it up on YouTube during the next break. You can't. It takes like 2 years, though, but you can do it. It's really slow pineapple.
Wouldn't you say that fresh pineapple is one of the greatest treats in the universe?
It's one of the best things ever. Yep.
Did you ever go get that hammy melon I told you to go get?
No,
What's wrong with you?
I haven't thought about it.
Think about it.
I'm going to.
Put a little reminder in your phone.
Hammy melon.
Get a hammy. Oh, my God. The texts are still pouring in.
Yeah?
Okay, here we go. Mia said, I was cosplaying a character who wears a necktie, and I had to watch the YouTube video 20 times before I finally tied it correctly.
Oh, yeah. Now you'll never forget, you know.
A listener, Jeremy, said, learned how to suture a wound through YouTube.
Ooh, what happened? I need more details.
Oh, my. Great.
How to remove brick and apply cultured stones.
What's a cultured stone?
I don't know. Hey, YouTube.